Four Questions to Ask About Suffering in the Material World by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, in the Bhagavad Gita 13.9, it is stated, Janmrityusravyadidukhadoshnudarshanam. One who is actually advancing must always consider the four principles of miserable life, namely birth, death, old age and disease. One cannot be saved from all these miseries unless he takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 7.1 purport.
His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada claims that the material world is full of suffering and that there is no happiness. The person who thinks that they are happy, that they experience pleasure at least some of the time, is an illusion. The Acharya does not speak on a whim or rely on speculation. This particular conclusion is supported by Mahajanas like Prahlada Maharaj, who gives a similar presentation to his young friends, the sons of the Daityas. We think we are happy over some experience, but that is only based on the suffering. If you eliminated the negative aspect upon which the subsequent joy is based, then there is not much left. For instance, do we experience happiness from silence, from the absence of noise? If we are sitting in our room, looking out the window, is there a sense of elation because of the quiet? In most cases, the answer would be in the negative. On the other hand, if there was this car alarm blaring constantly in the preceding hours, then the subsequent lack of noise would feel like heaven. It is like we have been transported to a higher realm. We have never before experienced such relief. As a person has free will to express their ideas, to accept or reject sound advice, there is the potential to argue the contention. Someone might say that they are not miserable, that the negative characterization of the material world is unwarranted. In response, the Acharya asks several questions. The queries are basic in nature. There is not much to them, but there is also an expected response. Each question is almost rhetorical, as no sane person would agree with the premise.
1. Do you like to take birth?
Think about it for a moment. You were packed within the stomach of your mother for several months in a row. You had no room to move. You could not see the outside world. You could not communicate. Do you think that was a pleasant experience? Would you like to go through it again? I have seen you freaking out when you have to stay at home for a few hours by yourself. We are talking about several months here. Can we try an experiment? Can we place you in this closet for 9 months? Why are you running away? Just listen to this proposal. Hear me out. You said that the material world is not miserable, so I am giving you an opportunity to prove it.
2. Do you like to grow old?
I know you are concerned with the photographs. There is nothing that can be done. You can try putting on the latest popular cosmetics. You can go the route of surgery, but then your face will look like plastic. These celebrities think they are looking younger, but to me it appears that a swarm of bees attacked their face. What would you say to the proposal of growing older at a younger age? The aches and pains that you experience, the constant fatigue, the more frequent trips to the restroom. Do you like any of these changes? Do you prefer to be forced to change in this way?
3. Do you like to contract illness?
I should not have to convince you on this. The entire world lost their mind for a few years there. People hid in their houses, the same people who were roaming about, freely mixing in physical relations with total strangers in brief interludes. They were now telling everyone to stay home, to stay safe. To me, this sounds like a misery. It sounds like a terrible thing, both the disease itself and the fear it creates. That hysteria was over a single disease, but think of the many things that you have to guard against. Is that something you prefer?
4. Do you like to die?
Against your will, at a moment decided upon by a higher force. No reprieve, no second chances, no opportunity to extend the experience by even a second. When it has been decided, there is nothing you can do. You must leave everything behind. Your name, your fame, your reputation, your accumulations, your relationships, your bank balance, nothing goes with you.
Highlighting the four miseries of a material existence is one way to bring attention for the need for spiritual awakening. The promise is ascension to a higher realm. It is a place that is not Mrityu Loka. It is a planet from which no one has to leave.
A Brahma Bhuvna Loka Punar Avartino Arjun Mam Upetya Tu Kontiya Punar Janmana Vidyate.
Quote, from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.16.
In closing,
abode of Krishna attain. Relief from misery's gain, not birth again taking, or disease fearful making, no worry to old growing, eternal life now knowing, because to divine shelter came, through devotion and holy name,